and she used to grow strawberries. And
where was it?
In Hammond, Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
Many, many years ago. And I used to be able to get fresh milk. And, you know, as a child, when you're like that, uh-huh. I was just about 10 years old. And I had no appreciation of fresh milk or anything like that. Now you get all this milk that's been processed and everything, you know.
It tastes different, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, honey. Then you could get milk from the cow and you would be able to let it stand and it would turn to what they called clabber.
Mm-hmm.
C-L-A-B-B-R. And then you would take that clabber and put it into a mold, a cream
mm-hmm.
cheese mold, which has holes in it,
mm-hmm.
and the water would drain off of it, and you'd let it stand for 10, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would pour cream over that with a little sugar, if you preferred,
mm-hmm.
and you would have a delicious cream cheese.
Was it like solid like the cream cheese you get at the store?
Right, that's it. But now, the milk that we get, you can't make your own cream cheese because it never does clabber. Through this process they go through, it never does clabber. It never does turn to clabber.
Hmm.
Whatever it has done, but I used to love to make homemade cream cheese, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then pour some breakfast cream over that. It was
mm-hmm.
delicious. But now, and the price you got to pay for the cream cheese.
Oh.
But then we used to have aluminum molds that you uh-huh. put it in, you know.
Did people around here have any animals like that, like cows? In the backyard?
No, not in the city, darling. No.
What about chickens? Were
chickens? Chickens, yeah. My mother used to have chickens and get some fresh eggs.
Where would she keep the chickens?
She would keep them in the backyard.
Any special houses or anything for them?
No, honey. She used to. You just have to have a place for them to roost at nighttime. You know what I mean? Up
mm-hmm.
and undercover,
mm-hmm.
like a shed or something. But that was all.
You mentioned where your grandfather had worked was and made
a cooperage place. Yeah. Now, which cooperage place he worked for, I don't really know. But that's what they made. Like you see, when they shipping chickens
mm-hmm.
in coops, you
oh,
know,
it's
these chicken
a
coops.
Cage,
yeah.
Like
no, they're big. They put ever so many chickens. I don't know how many they go in one coop. You know,
mm-hmm.
depending on the size of the coop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they used to do. And then for barrels, they used to make these barrels, you know. And barrels, sometimes they would ship different things in barrels, you know. And
what's the thing that runs around the barrel and holds the wood?
A hoop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was a metal, some kind of a metal hoop. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's something smaller than a barrel that males used to come in?
Well, honey, it depends on the size. I don't know how they call them. They call them, depending on, they call it such and such a size of a barrel, I believe.
Mm-hmm. What about something that beer comes in? You call it
a keg.
Huh?
A keg.
Okay. Did people make their own beer around here?
Now, I know, very, very many years ago, my sister used to put up beer. They called it homebrew.
Uh-huh.
And she used to put it up, and it was very, very good. But I also used to put up root beer. You see, you add a little